This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Good morning, church. This is the Reverend Melanie Slain, here to join you for morning prayer on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Today's readings will be from Judith, chapter 16, verses 1 through 10, and the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. If you'd like to mark it at this time, today's psalm is Psalm 34, verses 11 through 18, which begins on page 628 of your prayer book. Please join me now on page 80 in the Book of Common Prayer as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship God as a new day begins. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us say together the Jubilate. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve God with gladness, and come before God's presence with a song. Know this, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is God. Christ has made us, and we belong in Christ. We are God's people, and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the gates of heaven with thanksgiving. Go into God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God and call upon the name of Jesus. For God is good. God's mercy is everlasting, and God's faithfulness endures from age to age. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Come, let us adore God's holy word. Join me on page 628 as we say together a portion of Psalm 34. Come, children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who among you loves life and desires long life to enjoy prosperity? Keep your tongue from evil speaking and your lips from lying words. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to root out the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them, and delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and will save those whose spirits are crushed. Glory to the Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Judith. And Judith said, begin a song to my God with tambourines. Sing to my Lord with cymbals. Raise to him a new psalm. Exalt him and call upon his name. For the Lord is a God who crushes war. He sets up his camp among his people. He delivered me from the hands of my pursuers. The Assyrian came down from the mountains of the north. He came with myriads of his warriors. Their numbers blocked up the wadis, and their cavalry covered the hills. He boasted that he would burn up my territory and kill my young men with the sword and dash my infants to the ground, and seize my children as booty, and take my virgins as spoil. But the Lord Almighty has foiled them by the hand of a woman. For their mighty one did not fall by the hands of the young men, nor did the sons of the Titan strike him down, nor did tall giants set upon him. But Judith, daughter of Merari, with the beauty of her countenance undid him. For she put away her widow's clothing to exalt the oppressed in Israel. She anointed her face with perfume and fastened her hair with a tiara and put on a linen gown to beguile him. Her sandal ravished his eyes, her beauty captivated his mind, and the sword severed his neck. The Persians trembled at her boldness. The Medes were daunted at her daring. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our response for the reading is Canticle 19, the Song of the Redeemed. Please join me as we read it together on page 94. O ruler of the universe, Lord God, great deeds are they that you have done, surpassing human understanding. Your ways are ways of righteousness and truth, O Queen of all the ages. Who can fail to do you homage, Lord, and sing the praises of your name? For you are the Holy One. All nations will draw near and fall down before you, because your just and holy works have been revealed. Glory to the Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Our response for the reading is Canticle 10, the second song of Isaiah. Please join me as we read it together on page 86. Seek the Lord while she wills to be found. Call upon her when she draws near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the evil ones their thoughts. And let them turn to the Lord, and she will have compassion. And to our God, for she will richly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as rain and snow fall from the heavens and return not again, but water the earth, bringing forth life and giving growth, seed for sowing and bread for eating, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it will accomplish that which I have purposed and prosper in that for which I sent it. Glory to the Creator and to the Christ and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day, we bless you. We praise your name forever. Lord, keep us from all sin today. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we put our trust in you. In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. Let us pray. Almighty God, source of all knowledge, we give you thanks for the witness of your servant Juana Inez de la Cruz in her fierce passion for learning and creativity. Teach us to be faithful stewards of our minds and hearts, so that, following her example, we might forever proclaim the riches of your unending love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns as one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversary, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite your prayers and thanksgivings at this time. And please join me on page 101 as we say together the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Mother of all mercies, we, your gracious servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness, and to us and to all who you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord, to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised, through your well-beloved Son, that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.